truck drivers, it's time to step up and get rolling with T-Force Freight. Drive for a team that's respected everywhere. As a CDL driver in Port Allen, you'll earn $17.70 per hour. Take pride in your work. Join the team at T-Force Freight in an essential job that keeps our country moving. Apply now at upsjobs.com/Port Allen. That's upsjobs.com/Port Allen.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have John Voida and Matthew Lissy. They are the co-hosts of the Suns Jam Session podcast. The podcast covers content related to the NBA's Phoenix Suns. On the program, we discuss the 2021 Phoenix Suns season, Chris Paul, Devin Booker, Suns fans, and so much more. But first...
Yeah, we're experiencing classic South Louisiana weather. One week it's cold, another week it's warm. It's back to cold, back to warm. Your AC goes on, then the heating system, then back to AC. You know, it wreaks havoc on your system at your house, and it could cause problems. Well, get in touch with the good folks at Anison Bitter Heating and Air at AnisonBitter.com. Have them come out to your home, take a look at your system, and make sure that you're running at 100% efficiency. And, by the way, if you need a new heater for your home, mention my name, Austin James. You get a couple of $100 off. Check it out at AnisonBitter.com. Tell them Austin James sent you. Yeah, we're experiencing classic South Louisiana weather. One week it's cold, another week it's warm. It's back to cold, back to warm. Your AC goes on, then the heating system, then back to AC. You know, it wreaks havoc on your system at your house, and it could cause problems. Well, get in touch with the good folks at Anison Bitter Heating and Air at AnisonBitter.com. Have them come out to your home, take a look at your system, and make sure that you're running at 100% efficiency. And, by the way, if you need a new heater for your home, mention my name, Austin James. You get a couple of $100 off. Check it out at AnisonBitter.com. Tell them Austin James sent you.
Got to tell you about a great sponsor, and he's a wonderful author out of the Pacific Northwest, out of the Seattle area. His name is Seth Chang, and the name of the ebook is called Keys to a Successful Podcast. Check this out. This is the book that will help you, give you all the right tools to make your podcast professional and profitable. If you're looking to take your podcast to the next level and you want to achieve new heights in your popularity and get guests and things of that nature, then I highly recommend you pick up Keys to a Successful Podcast by Seth Chang. Again, it's available on ebook format at lulu.com. That's lulu.com. You won't regret it. And check it out. John and Matthew are coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
Yeah, we're experiencing classic South Louisiana weather. One week it's cold, another week it's warm. It's back to cold, back to warm. Your AC goes on, then the heating system, then back to AC. You know, it wreaks havoc on your system at your house, and it could cause problems. Well, get in touch with the good folks at Anison Bitter Heating and Air at AnisonBitter.com. Have them come out to your home, take a look at your system, and make sure that you're running at 100% efficiency. And, by the way, if you need a new heater for your home, mention my name, Austin James. You get a couple of $100 off. Check it out at AnisonBitter.com. Tell them Austin James sent you. Yeah, we're experiencing classic South Louisiana weather. One week it's cold, another week it's warm. It's back to cold, back to warm. Your AC goes on, then the heating system, then back to AC. You know, it wreaks havoc on your system at your house, and it could cause problems. Well, get in touch with the good folks at Anison Bitter Heating and Air at AnisonBitter.com. Have them come out to your home, take a look at your system, and make sure that you're running at 100% efficiency. And, by the way, if you need a new heater for your home, mention my name, Austin James. You get a couple of $100 off. Check it out at AnisonBitter.com. Tell them Austin James sent you.
In the new Discovery Plus original true crime series, Relentless, follow filmmaker Christina Fontana as she helps a family searching for their missing daughter, going down a rabbit hole of drugs, corruption, organized crime, and possibly murder. Relentless, now streaming on Discovery Plus. Start your free trial.
Truck drivers, it's time to step up and get rolling with T-Force Freight. Drive for a team that's respected everywhere. As a CDL driver in Port Allen, you'll earn $17.70 per hour. Take pride in your work. Join the team at T-Force Freight in an essential job that keeps our country moving. Apply now at upsjobs.com/Port Allen. That's upsjobs.com/Port Allen.
Yeah, we're experiencing classic South Louisiana weather. One week it's cold, another week it's warm. It's back to cold, back to warm. Your AC goes on, then the heating system, then back to AC. You know, it wreaks havoc on your system at your house, and it could cause problems. Well, get in touch with the good folks at Anison Bitter Heating and Air at AnisonBitter.com. Have them come out to your home, take a look at your system, and make sure that you're running at 100% efficiency. And, by the way, if you need a new heater for your home, mention my name, Austin James. You get a couple of $100 off. Check it out at AnisonBitter.com. Tell them Austin James sent you.
Against the Lakers, two against Denver. Game four here against the Clippers. Can they get another one in advance to the finals? Alley-oop, Paul, right on target to Mikal Bridges. Gets them started offensively tonight. Jay Crowder hits a three. In the first 4 minutes, has 7 of their 9 points. An answer, three-pointer the other way. Now it's Jackson Austin. Paul has to hoist up the three-pointer, rattles it in. Chris Paul once again from downtown.
Man, I'm just so happy for all the people around me. You know what I mean? And to do it here in L.A. with the Clippers, this is my family too. I gave 6 hard years to the Clippers. We fought hard. A lot of these fans, Billy Crystal, that's my family. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? So to do it here against a team that I got the utmost respect for. I'll always be a Clipper. I love these fans. You know what I mean? But this crew right here, this crew right here, this game right here, man, since day one, they opened me. They welcomed me with open arms. Coach, we did this 10 years ago in New Orleans, and we still got a lot of work to do, but we're going to enjoy this. And my family up top, I love y'all. Y'all see them right there? That's my game. Straight up, 16 years of this. 16 years, surgeries, hard work, losses, bad losses. But we're going to enjoy tonight. We're going to enjoy it.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of the NBA on ESPN. And, of course, you heard Chris Paul talking about all of the sacrifices that he has made throughout his great 16-year NBA career. And now his team, the Phoenix Suns, will make their first NBA Finals appearance in 28 years. And they're going to have their hands full in the team that they're going to be going up against. And they had their hands full in a top series against the Los Angeles Clippers. And to go talk more into detail about the Suns and their 2020-2021 season, we want to welcome the host of the Suns Jam Session podcast, John Voida and Matthew Lissy. Gentlemen, welcome to the program.
Thanks, hey, man. How's it going?
Oh, man, thank you. You're welcome, man. It's going pretty well, man. Thank you so much, guys, for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So, John, I want to start off with you. Mikal Bridges, what a fabulous season that he has had. I mean, this Phoenix team is so young, and what a difference a year makes. He came out of nowhere and just hit the ground running. We're going to talk more about Chris Paul and Devin Booker in just a moment. But, John, I want to talk about Mikal Bridges. Give me your thoughts on Mikal and what he did during the 2020-2021 season.
I mean, Mikal really matured. And when you have so many lottery picks like the Phoenix Suns have had over the past 10 years, you really hope to see some development. And typically by year three, we've known whether or not that asset that we gained via the draft is going to be somebody who's going to be part of this culture moving forward or not. And I think back to Alex Len, Marquise Chris, and some other draft picks that just didn't pan out. By the third year, we knew these guys just weren't going to be what we needed to be successful moving forward. You look at Mikal Bridges, how he's grown on offense, how he's grown on defense, and how his personality has been kind of a touching point for this entire team. You know, they all vibe around him. They're dancing with him in the pregame and throughout the game. And, you know, to see his growth really makes me glad that we decided to trade that pick and get him on draft night. And he had to change hats from Philly to Phoenix to come out here to the desert and fall into his role. And I think that that's what's been so important about this team this season is everybody has a defined role and accepts it. You know, from DeAndre Ayton being a number one pick who is not trying to be your typical number one pick, who needs to be ball dominant, to Mikal Bridges. He's like, listen, I will be a defensive enforcer. I will be a cutter, a slasher, and a three-point shooter. I mean, you look at his offensive rating since he was a rookie when he was 112. It was 131 this season. And he just continues to grow and progress and to be a vital part of this team on both ends of the floor.
You're absolutely right about that, John. And again, Mikal Bridges really stepped up his game to another notch in the playoffs. I'm looking at some of the stats. He really came of age in the second round series against the Denver Nuggets, which they swept the Nuggets. And in game one of that series, he was the leading scorer with 23 points. So definitely Mikal, like you said, he came out of nowhere and he stepped up his game on both sides of the ball. Now, Matt, you know, Matthew, I want to get to you now. Cameron Payne. Cameron Payne came out of nowhere this year, and he really stepped up his game, especially in the postseason. Give me your thoughts on Cameron and what he's done this season.
Oh, man. Well, he was called upon by Monty, you know, jumping out of the pool, getting called to the bubble, putting on a huge show. He absolutely just – he took over those games, him and Carter off the bench. They would just come in, nail threes, play great defense together. You really knew it was something special right then and there. And to actually come out this season too and just be as consistent as he has, especially in the playoffs, it's not just a little blip on the radar, this guy. He's absolutely going to be something special for the Suns in the future, hopefully. I mean, this season everyone's noticed. I mean, you talked about Mikal Bridges, DeAndre Ayton, their third year in the league. That's usually when you want to get to know these players and see where they're going to go in their future. And they established themselves. Cameron Payne coming back after being somewhat of a bust coming out of the draft, is he has now a future in the NBA. And I hope he stays with the Suns, because right now he's doing everything that is asked, especially in Chris Paul's absence during those two games against the last series against the Clippers. He stepped up in a big way.
He did step up in a big way. And, you know, Cameron Payne, he's really been so explosive in this postseason, especially in the conference finals against the Clippers. I mean, he, in the game two game where they wound up winning 104-103, Cameron Payne was the leading scorer in points and assists. And, you know, you guys mentioned about the young talent on this Phoenix squad. Let's continue with more of the young talent with Dario Saric. Now, Dario is somebody that's still trying to find his way currently with the Phoenix Suns. He had his bright spots, particularly during the Western Conference Finals. Matthew, I'll start with you. Well, give me your thoughts on Dario, what he's done so far this year, and how do you think, have you been pleased with his play during the postseason?
During the postseason, it's been very up and down. During the regular season, he went on some really great stretches. I mean, he was the connector of the offense that Monty would like to point out. He would just be that guy to really get things going and setting up offenses. There was a point in time where he was point Dario coming in off the bench and really facilitating the ball. In the playoffs, though, when we're matching against – when we're going up against the Lakers with size, and even like when we're playing the Denver Nuggets, it was tough for him. There wasn't a lot that he could do. I think this last series, especially last game, he hit a couple big threes, and that's something that Dario does. You know, even if he is struggling, he'll still shoot those threes. And sometimes us as Suns fans are like, all right, hey, chill out. You know, just play defense as much as you can, maybe waste a couple fouls, but he's still going to do what he wants to do. He's a very confident player, and you can see why Monty likes him. It's just he hasn't shown up too much, but I still see him having a pivotal role in the next series.
This is not a job. It's your passion. From the walls you paint to the wood you stain, you put craft into everything you do. And every day, the tools you use create spaces that bring people together. Because when you use the best products, you get results your clients love every time. So, keep creating with Purdy, Valspar, Cabot, and Minwax. Buy online and pick up in-store at Lowe's.
Yeah, we're experiencing classic South Louisiana weather. One week it's cold, another week it's warm. It's back to cold, back to warm. Your AC goes on, then the heating system, then back to AC. You know, it wreaks havoc on your system at your house, and it could cause problems. Well, get in touch with the good folks at Anison Bitter Heating and Air at AnisonBitter.com. Have them come out to your home, take a look at your system, and make sure that you're running at 100% efficiency. And, by the way, if you need a new heater for your home, mention my name, Austin James. You get a couple of $100 off. Check it out at AnisonBitter.com. Tell them Austin James sent you.
Get more out of summer when you get more from the Home Depot and trusted brands like Behr Paint. beat the summer heat by taking on a paint project indoors. And keep things cool with 4th of July savings on paint and all the supplies you need. We're making sure now is the perfect time to give your home a refresh. How cool is that? 4th of July savings, only from the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Get more out of summer with more from the Home Depot and 4th of July savings throughout the store and online. Whether you're ready to paint a wall, upgrade an appliance, fire up a new grill, or spread color throughout your garden, the Home Depot can help you match low prices with your high expectations for your next project. Whatever plans you have for your home, you can make this a summer to remember. With the Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Introducing Peacock, the new free streaming service from NBC Universal. It's hit movies, current shows, live sports, trending bits, and timeless hits. And that's why you can't not watch. Peacock, watch for free, upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com. Law & Order SVU streaming now. Introducing Peacock, the new free streaming service from NBC Universal. It's hit movies, current shows, live sports, trending bits, and timeless hits. And that's why you can't not watch. Peacock, watch for free, upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com. Law & Order SVU streaming now.
Did you know that 1 in 5 college students is a parent? That's why we made 1 in 5, a podcast from Ascend at the Aspen Institute. Each episode follows one student parent's journey as they balance school, work, and full lives while creating a better future for themselves and their families. Find 1 in 5 anywhere you listen to podcasts.
This is Peacock.
I love it!
It's streaming your favorite shows, movies, live sports, breaking news, exclusive originals. It's The Office.
That's what she said.
Chrisley Knows Best.
It's going to be Todd's Way or the Highway.
And Peacock original shows like Punky Brewster.
Holy mackinoli.
So whether you're in the mood for every live WWE pay-per-view or every episode of Law & Order SVU, Peacock's got you covered. Peacock. Watch for free. Upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com.
Yeah, we're experiencing classic South Louisiana weather. One week it's cold, another week it's warm. It's back to cold, back to warm. Your AC goes on, then the heating system, then back to AC. You know, it wreaks havoc on your system at your house, and it could cause problems. Well, get in touch with the good folks at Anison Bitter Heating and Air at AnisonBitter.com. Have them come out to your home, take a look at your system, and make sure that you're running at 100% efficiency. And, by the way, if you need a new heater for your home, mention my name, Austin James. You get a couple of $100 off. Check it out at AnisonBitter.com. Tell them Austin James sent you. Yeah, we're experiencing classic South Louisiana weather. One week it's cold, another week it's warm. It's back to cold, back to warm. Your AC goes on, then the heating system, then back to AC. You know, it wreaks havoc on your system at your house, and it could cause problems. Well, get in touch with the good folks at Anison Bitter Heating and Air at AnisonBitter.com. Have them come out to your home, take a look at your system, and make sure that you're running at 100% efficiency. And, by the way, if you need a new heater for your home, mention my name, Austin James. You get a couple of $100 off. Check it out at AnisonBitter.com. Tell them Austin James sent you.
All right, John, same question for you. Give me your take on Dario.
Oh, Dario. You know, for those who are listeners to the Suns Jam Session podcast, we actually have a little segment that we call the Dario Smoke Break. And one of the ways that that's kind of evolved on our show is there's times where he, you know, to Matthew's point, he is called upon to be a facilitator. He is called upon to provide those minutes behind DeAndre Ayton. And we hope that they're effective minutes, because behind DeAndre Ayton, the Suns don't really have a lot of size. So you have to kind of strategically deploy Dario in different aspects of the game and different minutes of the game. So there's times when he's called upon to do so. But in reality, Dario's kind of like me out there playing basketball at times. He's very it sometimes seems like he has hands for feet. There's sometimes where he's just very unathletic, can't jump. So we talked about him being, you know, the Dario smoke break comes from, he kind of sometimes reminds you of a guy who just hangs outside of a Circle K grabbing refries and, you know, kind of with a leather jacket smoking, because he's just kind of awkward and weird on the court. And you've seen that multiple times throughout the playoffs, where there's, in going back to the Lakers series, I mean, he was getting absolutely owned by Anthony Davis on a couple plays. Boogie Cousins did it to him again in the Clippers series. Jokic did it to him in the Nuggets series. So while he does have the ability to step up and hit a couple threes and facilitate the ball on the weak side when Cameron Payne's on the other side, you know, but if he starts driving to the basket, man, like it is just, it's like Bambi trying to put on roller skates. It doesn't make sense. You know, we hope for great things from Dario. We love him as Suns fans because we feel like he's one of us, but he doesn't always deliver. And although I hope that, you know, we have an opportunity to see him be productive in the NBA Finals, based on which matchup it's going to be, I don't know how productive he'll be, just like he has been kind of the all player. Just inconsistent is Dario.
Yeah, we're experiencing classic South Louisiana weather. One week it's cold, another week it's warm. It's back to cold, back to warm. Your AC goes on, then the heating system, then back to AC. You know, it wreaks havoc on your system at your house, and it could cause problems. Well, get in touch with the good folks at Anison Bitter Heating and Air at AnisonBitter.com. Have them come out to your home, take a look at your system, and make sure that you're running at 100% efficiency. And, by the way, if you need a new heater for your home, mention my name, Austin James. You get a couple of $100 off. Check it out at AnisonBitter.com. Tell them Austin James sent you.
Not long ago, banking meant you had to visit a branch in person, but that's not the case anymore. Hi, I'm Chris Harrell, Baton Rouge Market President at Home Bank. Home Bank has all the latest apps and tech features that make it convenient to bank wherever you are. But when you don't need an app, when you need a banker, we're there for you. We offer the best of both worlds. Helping businesses and families is what we do. Because at Home Bank, we're not just bankers. We're your friends, neighbors, and partners.
Home Bank, member FDIC.
Get more out of summer when you get more from the Home Depot and trusted brands like Behr Paint. Beat the summer heat by taking on a paint project indoors. And keep things cool with 4th of July savings on paint and all the supplies you need. We're making sure now is the perfect time to give your home a refresh. How cool is that? 4th of July savings, only from the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Introducing Peacock, the new free streaming service from NBC Universal. It's hit movies, current shows, live sports, trending bits, and timeless hits. And that's why you can't not watch. Peacock. Watch for free. Upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com. Law & Order SVU streaming now.
Not long ago, banking meant you had to visit a branch in person, but that's not the case anymore. Hi, I'm Chris Harrell, Baton Rouge Market President at Home Bank. Home Bank has all the latest apps and tech features that make it convenient to bank wherever you are. But when you don't need an app, when you need a banker, we're there for you. We offer the best of both worlds. Helping businesses and families is what we do. Because at Home Bank, we're not just bankers. We're your friends, neighbors, and partners.
Home Bank, member FDIC.
Not long ago, banking meant you had to visit a branch in person. But that's not the case anymore. Hi, I'm Chris Harrell, Baton Rouge Market President at Home Bank. Home Bank has all the latest apps and tech features that make it convenient to bank wherever you are. But when you don't need an app, when you need a banker, we're there for you. We offer the best of both worlds. Helping businesses and families is what we do. Because at Home Bank, we're not just bankers. We're your friends, neighbors, and partners.
Home Bank, member FDIC.
Well, you know, speaking of someone that has been consistent, who's been very consistent through much of the year and for a good portion of his career is Jay Crowder. I think Jay Crowder has definitely been one of the bright spots for the Suns this season, and he's really stepped up his game during the postseason. And, John, I'll start with you. You know, Jay Crowder is a big man. He stands about, he's 6'6", but he's known to be a pure shooter. He's a jump shooter. He's someone that's not going to really play to the basket. He's just someone that's going to go for the three-pointer, go for the gusto any time of the game. Give me your thoughts on Jay and what he's done this season.
Jay is big for the Suns in more ways than one. You know, you mentioned the 6'6". He plays obviously much, much bigger than that. He's somebody who was guarding LeBron to the point where LeBron was backing him down and the whole Andre Drummond thing. And, you know, the Suns just put the Lakers away after that moment. But he's also somebody who has a championship mentality. He played with the Heat last year, so he's experienced this before. So his maturity is vital to the Suns' success throughout this entire playoff run because he's been here before and he can guide them. But you go all the way back to 2010 when he was playing for Howard College in Big Spring, Texas, and he led that team to the NJCAA National Championship, a JUCO championship. Following that, he transferred to Marquette, became the Big East Player of the Year. But he knows what it's like to win, and he was a vital part of that team's success in a record-breaking fashion. If you go back and actually watch the highlights, it's actually pretty amazing. So having his maturity, having his three-point shooting, I mean, you just look at the last series. You know, the team kind of goes the way that Jay Crowder goes. If Jay Crowder has a great game, the Suns are typically going to win. I mean, he had 19 points in the game clincher after scoring 4 the previous night and 3 the previous night. But you go all the way back to game one, he had 13. So in the games where the Suns really put a hurting on the opposition, Jay Crowder is one of those primary X factors.
Rightfully so. Okay, Matthew, give me your take on Jay Crowder and his season so far.
He's been huge. Honestly, he's a guy that can get in the opponent's head a lot of the times. And even if he doesn't put up the big stats, him being on the floor and being in the starting lineup is just big. He fills that role of just being the veteran, being a leader on the team. I don't mind, you know, when he came over, other people are like, you know, he's going to jack up threes. He's going to have games where he goes 0-7, 1-9, and it's going to be frustrating. But I've actually overlooked those a lot just because maybe our team is just so full and the depth is so great to where we have other guys to step up. But Jay Crowder, I love him in the starting lineup. I never wanted to leave. I don't want him to leave ever, like, or even next season. I think this is a guy that he chose the right team to come to, and he even said it. He made the right choice. He came here with Chris Paul. He changed the franchise. He did a lot for this team. And I think even if he does miss those threes, I still love him out there defensively. And, I mean, last game he hit some big threes. So when he is in there and when he is hot, he'll get you the win.
Well, you know, Jay Crowder, yeah, he's always automatic. And like you said, Matthew, he definitely get you the win.
Not long ago, banking meant you had to visit a branch in person, but that's not the case anymore. Hi, I'm Chris Harrell, Batteries Market President at Home Bank. Home Bank has all the latest apps and tech features that make it convenient to bank wherever you are. But when you don't need an app, when you need a banker, we're there for you. We offer the best of both worlds. Helping businesses and families is what we do. Because at Home Bank, we're not just bankers. We're your friends, neighbors, and partners.
Home Bank, member FDIC.
Yeah, we're experiencing classic South Louisiana weather. One week it's cold, another week it's warm. It's back to cold, back to warm. Your AC goes on, then the heating system, then back to AC. You know, it wreaks havoc on your system at your house, and it could cause problems. Well, get in touch with the good folks at Anison Bitter Heating and Air at AnisonBitter.com. Have them come out to your home, take a look at your system, and make sure that you're running at 100% efficiency. And, by the way, if you need a new heater for your home, mention my name, Austin James. You get a couple of $100 off. Check it out at AnisonBitter.com. Tell them Austin James sent you.
Peacock is streaming your favorite shows, movies, live sports, breaking news, exclusive originals, and every live WWE pay-per-view. It's The Office, Chris Lee Knows Best, and Peacock original shows like Punky Brewster. Peacock, watch for free, upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 college students is a parent? That's why we made 1 in 5, a podcast from Ascend at the Aspen Institute. Each episode follows one student parent's journey as they balance school, work, and full lives while creating a better future for themselves and their families. Find 1 in 5 anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Speaking of getting a win, Phoenix got a big win from a gentleman by the name of DeAndre Ayton. This was in game 2 of the Western Conference Finals. Here's how it happened.
An easy inbound with that big body in front of you. Crowder looking, throws it alley. Oh! Ayton puts it down! He puts it down! It's over!
All right, and that audio was courtesy of the NBA on ESPN. That's Mike Breen and DeAndre Ayton. He's only been in the league for 3 years now, but he has made an immediate impact, and definitely he's made his presence felt, especially during the playoffs with coming through in clutch performances like that when you just heard from game 2 in the Western Conference Finals with scoring and rebounding and being a physical presence. And, John, I want to start with you. DeAndre Ayton was drafted by the Suns in 2018. This is a two-part question. First question is, what were your thoughts when you found out the Suns had drafted him? And second question, give me your thoughts on his play so far this season.
Well, I think when he was first drafted by the Suns, it made sense. You look at who he is. He's a guy who went to high school locally in Phoenix, went to the University of Arizona. Robert Sarver, the owner of the Phoenix Suns, is a University of Arizona alum. We needed a center. So, you know, if Sarver wanted to sell some tickets, if he wanted to, you know, kind of take care of the six man members of the season ticket holders, a lot of which were also U of A people, it's like, yeah, you bring in the guy who's supposed to be the number one prospect and meet that need. And I agreed with that at the time, and I know Matthew can fortify this. I think we were both Luka guys. We wanted Luka Doncic because we thought that a playmaker was so vital to the success of the Phoenix Suns. But I'll tell you this, once DeAndre Ayton became a member of this team, I bought in, I bought his jersey, and I was like, okay, we've made this decision, this is the guy I'm going to support. You take a look at his second year in the league, and he had the 25-game suspension. You look at the back end of the season where the team went to the bubble, went 8-0, and missed getting into the play-in by one game. You can't tell me that DeAndre Ayton playing 25 games extra in his second year wouldn't have gotten the Suns to the playoffs. So that should have been the mid-step for him. I mean, this kid's 22 years old now, and his play this year has been up and down. Again, on our podcast, we have Ayton Watch, where we kind of analyze, hey, he's doing really well right now, or here's some things that we see he could kind of get better on. But then you look at this playoffs, and, I mean, it's not only ridiculous what he's doing, it is downright historical what he's doing. I mean, his field goal percentage is the best ever in the league. His defense is, you know, some of the best defense ever played in the league. You see him taking essentially the equation that the Clippers put out there, the five-out offense, where they're like, we're just going to beat you with speed. And he had the ability to play defensively against that, whereas Rudy Gobert, the defensive player of the year, failed. There's a play I was watching today, going back and watching some of the footage, and seeing Terrence Mann try to juke him from the three-point line, take him inside, go about, I mean, just he sticks with him the whole time. He deserves a shot, and it's a brick. I mean, it's just what he's done is he's really shed light on the value of having such an athletic center who has lateral quickness, and he's kind of a unicorn because he also has no ego when it comes to all of that. You know, Rudy Gobert, I want the awards. I want the all-star selections. DA don't care. He just wants to make Chris Paul and Devin Booker proud of him and Monty Williams proud of him. And it's humbling to see. And hearing you play that highlight just gave me goosebumps again. That Valley Oop will live in Suns lore forever.
Rightfully so. And that was definitely a big highlight in the young career of DeAndre Ayton and in the storied career of the Phoenix Suns. All right, Matthew, same question. Your thoughts on when you found out the Suns had drafted DeAndre, and your thoughts on what he's done this season?
It was kind of iffy. Just the only reason like I ever wanted Luka Doncic is because I wanted a point guard. The Suns haven't had a point guard since Steve Nash. So, I mean, Dragic was one, but he was a backup. I don't think he could really fill that role as a full-time guy, but I just wanted him as a point guard. You know, that was the main reason. We didn't really know what we were getting with DeAndre, but he's really showed up a lot this season. And I think he said it plenty of times. He can thank Monty, and he's thanking Chris Paul. And I think a lot of us need people like that in our lives to really set us on the right direction to get the full potential out of us. And I think that's what happened this year. I think that in the beginning, the first 2 years, it was just iffy. You didn't know what you're going to get out of him. But now you can just see where he's headed, what direction, what kind of player he's going to be. And it's a phenomenal player. I mean, he's a center on the Suns that we've never really had that guy as a center, and he's going to be that guy for us, a guy that might lead us to a championship. And it came this season. I mean, there was a stretch where there was four games in a row where he just put up astonishing numbers helping this team. Booker was out a few games, and you can just see that, and everyone just expected that out of him almost every game. And I think Chris Paul and just Monty can get that out of him, including Devin Booker. So what, from the first time we actually drafted him to now, it's kind of crazy because I feel like it went by so fast, but now it's just like, all right, now we know what we're going to get out of this guy in the future. So that's very exciting.
Yeah, indeed it is very exciting and something to definitely look forward to for Suns fans out there.
Yeah, we're experiencing classic South Louisiana weather. One week it's cold, another week it's warm. It's back to cold, back to warm. Your AC goes on, then the heating system, then back to AC. You know, it wreaks havoc on your system at your house, and it could cause problems. Well, get in touch with the good folks at Anison Bitter Heating and Air at AnisonBitter.com. Have them come out to your home, take a look at your system, and make sure that you're running at 100% efficiency. And, by the way, if you need a new heater for your home, mention my name, Austin James. You get a couple of $100 off. Check it out at AnisonBitter.com. Tell them Austin James sent you.
In the new Discovery Plus original true crime series, Relentless, follow filmmaker Christina Fontana as she helps a family searching for their missing daughter, going down a rabbit hole of drugs, corruption, organized crime, and possibly murder. Relentless, now streaming on Discovery Plus. Start your free trial.
Get more out of summer with 4th of July savings from The Home Depot. Right now, Earth Grow mulch is just 3 bags for $10. Spread that mulch around your flower beds, trees, and garden. You'll be proud, and your plants will be protected. Boost your curb appeal with Earth Grow mulch at the everyday low price of 3 bags for $10. Only at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Limit 75 bags per customer. Color selection varies by store while supplies last. Not available in all stores. Continental U.S. only. Get more out of summer with more from The Home Depot and 4th of July savings throughout the store and online. Whether you're ready to paint a wall, upgrade an appliance, fire up a new grill, or spread color throughout your garden, The Home Depot can help you match low prices with your high expectations for your next project. Whatever plans you have for your home, you can make this a summer to remember. With The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Yeah, we're experiencing classic South Louisiana weather. One week it's cold, another week it's warm. It's back to cold, back to warm. Your AC goes on, then the heating system, then back to AC. You know, it wreaks havoc on your system at your house, and it could cause problems. Well, get in touch with the good folks at Anison Bitter Heating and Air at AnisonBitter.com. Have them come out to your home, take a look at your system, and make sure that you're running at 100% efficiency. And, by the way, if you need a new heater for your home, mention my name, Austin James. You get a couple of $100 off. Check it out at AnisonBitter.com. Tell them Austin James sent you.
You're more than a contractor. Yeah, you build things. Paint walls, stain wood. But really? You turn houses into homes. Because you know that when you use the best products, you get results your clients love every time. And well, nothing beats a happy client. So, keep creating with Purdy, Valspar, Cabot, and Minwax. Buy online and pick up in store at Lowe's.
Speaking of looking forward to Devin Booker, man, since he's been in the league since 2015, he has really stepped up his game and then some. Devin Booker, again, a two-time All-Star. And this year, I mean, he has really come of age this season and in this postseason. Matthew, again, I want to start with you. Two-part question, such similar to DeAndre Ayton. Your thoughts when you found out the Suns had drafted Devin and your thoughts on his season so far?
Oh, well, at that pick, you know, we didn't know what were we expected to get. I mean, a shooter, a pure shooter. So at that time, it's like even Steve Kerr said at the time, like, he might be the steal of the draft. And honestly, he was. He came out and he proved that. He's worked on his game the whole time he's been with the Suns. He's improved on every aspect of his game. He's gotten completely better, never said one wrong thing about this organization. And he's gone out there and just played. And now he's, like, completely rewarded by keeping his head down, working hard, and just getting to the next level. And he's there. He's almost there to a superstar. So from being first drafted to, like, I don't know what we're going to get out of this guy, to being a superstar, it's pretty rewarding for him and as a Suns fan too.
All right. You know, and then, John, I'll ask you the same question as well. Your thoughts on when you found out the Suns had drafted him and what's your take on his play so far this year?
Well, I mean, when we first drafted him, we were like, hold on, we're getting the sixth man from Kentucky? Like, okay, I know we need a shooter, but this guy hasn't had a lot of playing time. But then as you started to watch him, and, you know, as Matthew said, you know, being drafted at the 13th pick, you're just hoping to get a good quality player at that time. You're not getting a high lottery draft pick who has a lot of, you know, I wouldn't say potential, but expectations behind them. And that's what Devin Booker came in with. He had a lot of potential, but not a lot of expectations. And we've watched his career grow here in Phoenix. And Matthew, this guy has been 100% about Phoenix the entire time. any national narrative that you hear about Devin Booker wants to go to the Knicks or Devin Booker wants to go to the Lakers or anywhere, it's never been come from any sources close to Devin Booker. He has been, I want to be in Phoenix. I want the guys to come to me. And lo and behold, Chris Paul came to him after his performance in the bubble and seeing how that man operated. And you know, relative to his season this year, it was an interesting season for Book because the first, you know, about 20 games, he really had to feel out what his role was on this team. Before, he was the guy who every defense would double team, every team would try to take the ball out of his hands, and now you got the point guard next to him. So they had to both kind of figure out how all the pieces fit together. And, you know, the team started 8-8 while they were trying to figure out everybody's roles. But once they started to figure everything out, once Devin goes, okay, I don't need to go for 40, 50, and, you know, 70 a night like he did a few years ago. That's not what my role is anymore. I need to be a guy who, when the opportunity presents itself to go and, you know, go on those quick runs, Devin Booker really started to score a lot of his points early. I think he's second or third in the league in first quarter points. He was the table setter, and then throughout the game he'd throw in his points, and then he was the guy who'd get the shot at the end of the game like he did against the Mavericks earlier in the year where he hit a buzzer beater off a Chris Paul pass. So seeing his maturity to go from a guy who's coming off the bench to a starter to the guy who everybody knows is going to shoot the ball to the ultimate team player, all while still holding that Mamba mentality. I mean, he looks up to Kobe Bryant, and he's got that look on his face where he's just a straight killer. And you're seeing that in this playoff run for Devin Armani Booker.
Well, speaking of being a straight-up killer, you know, you said his name, John, Chris Paul. Chris Paul is the point guard of the point guards. Six seasons in New Orleans. Also, he had seven seasons with the Clippers, and of course, two seasons with the Rockets last year in the bubble in Oklahoma City, and this is his first year with the Phoenix Suns. Chris Paul has just had a very decorated career, a two-time Olympic gold medalist, multiple NBA All-Stars. He's been an All-Star Game MVP, a Rookie of the Year, leading in assists and steals. The man has just been phenomenal. But the one thing that has eluded him is an NBA championship. John, I want to start with you. When the deal was done for Chris Paul to go from Oklahoma City to Phoenix, your thoughts – and what did you think what are his traits that he brings to the Phoenix Suns?
Well, my thoughts were, oh heck yeah! I mean, that's exactly what we needed. You know, as Matthew mentioned, we're an organization that's used to having great point guard play. You go back to Kevin Johnson, and even before that, you know, Dick Van Arsdale. In the '80s, it was Kyle Macy, you know, Steve Nash, Jason Kidd. Just Stephon Marbury, you know, up and down the line, we've always had a good point guard. So last season we had Ricky Rubio, and all of a sudden we're like, okay, this is what we look like with a point guard. We actually are a team that has an offense that can start to click. And once you hear the point guard is coming over here, everything changed. Everything changed. We knew that this team would really excel. And I think one of, you know, his primary impacts is, unlike the Clippers, which was Blake Griffin's team, or the Rockets, which was James Harden's team, the Phoenix Suns have really mirrored the personality and gameplay of Chris Paul. You know, it's like Venom consuming Eddie Brock. Like, Paul has consumed the Suns and made them a force to be reckoned with. So, I mean, having his addition to the roster has been nothing but positive for this team. And, he really has changed the way that we play in the clutch. You know, Ricky Rubio loved him to death. But he was, 15 and 19 in the clutch and only put up 1.6 points, whereas Chris Paul, 25 and 12 with 3.6 points and, you know, look what he does in every game. He's just, you know, that he is going to perform in the clutch, and that's what makes him such a valuable asset for this team.
Matthew, same question. What were your thoughts when you found out that Oklahoma City was dealing him to Phoenix? And in your opinion, what are the things that Chris Paul brings to what does he bring to the table as being a member of the Phoenix Suns?
Oh, man, I was super excited. Honestly, I mean, Ricky Rubio, like John said, we loved them. We loved Kelly Oubre. I mean, they brought winning back to Phoenix. They helped that. I mean, it wasn't absolutely just them, but they brought that back to Phoenix. And to get rid of them for Chris Paul, you know, who knows, he's older, might get injured. That contract, I mean, but I didn't care about that. I just wanted a win. I knew this guy would bring winning to the Phoenix, but even more. Championship contenders this year, I didn't think, but eventually I knew it would be in the fold because, I mean, that's the last thing he wants. He wants that chip. He's going to get it, and one of these destinations he's going to go to, and what better way to do it but in Phoenix, to where he has Devin Booker, the most unselfish superstar, soon to be superstar in the league. You got DeAndre Ayton developing. Like, he has a bunch of guys to work with. And that was the thing that was so exciting. Like, I even said before, like, we haven't had a point guard in forever. Rubio was a step up. But Chris Paul, you can't get any better than that. So, of course, it was super exciting. So what he's done this year, this just shows that, you know, he's working every day with his team. He's calling them at late at night, 3 o'clock in the morning. You always hear stories like, hey, did you see this? Did you see that? Like, you just know he's still involved in the way to where he's not going to let the sun stand down. He's not going to let this team down either. And that's the best way to look at it. It's just you have this guy that just wants to win, and he'll do it at any cost. And that's the best thing to have on this team.
Rightfully so. And again, Chris Paul, like you guys put it so well, he's his leadership skills are just phenomenal, and especially for a team so young like that with the Devin Bookers and DeAndre Ayton and Mikal Bridges and Cameron Payne and so on and so forth. I mean, Chris Paul is really like that fire. He's like that engine that just keeps them going. And speaking of an engine, you know, Chris Paul has leadership skills that are through the roof, but...
Join us to test a study drug that may lead to more weight loss than just diet and exercise alone. You can earn up to $2,710. Learn more about the EXPEND research study at www.pbrc.edu/expend. That's pbrc.edu/expend. Join us to test a study drug that may lead to more weight loss than just diet and exercise alone. You can earn up to $2,710. Learn more about the EXPEND research study at www.pbrc.edu/expend. That's pbrc.edu/expend.
Get more out of summer with 4th of July savings from the Home Depot. Right now, Earth Grow Mulch is just 3 bags for $10. Spread that mulch around your flower beds, trees, and garden. You'll be proud, and your plants will be protected. Boost your curb appeal with Earth Grow Mulch at the everyday low price of 3 bags for $10. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Limit 75 bags per customer. Color selection varies by store while supplies last. Not available in all stores. Continental U.S. only.
Did you know that 1 in 5 college students is a parent? That's why we made 1 in 5, a podcast from Ascend at the Aspen Institute. Each episode follows one student parent's journey as they balance school, work, and full lives while creating a better future for themselves and their families. Find 1 in 5 anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Let's give a lot of credit as well to their head coach, Monty Williams. Monty's been through a lot as an assistant coach with the Portland Trail Blazers. Him and Chris Paul have a great relationship during their time together, 5 seasons together, several seasons together in New Orleans. And then after that, he was an assistant in OKC, and then as an assistant coach with the 76ers. And this is currently his second year with the Phoenix Suns. Matthew, I want to start with you. What does Monty Williams bring to the table, in your opinion, as the coach of the Phoenix Suns?
Just reassurance that this team is going to come out every night and play to its full potential. You know, having these weeks off in between series, it can kind of be like, well, are they going to be ready to play, or is this team going to be ready to go? It's like, yeah, they're going to be ready because we have Monty, and Monty gets this team ready for every game, whether it's the regular season. I mean, this team is probably the only team in the league that really played every game of the season like it was the last game of the season for a chip. They play hard every game. Even if they didn't one game, like if DA took a night off, the next night he'd come back because he would get into these guys, you could tell. And he's just someone that all of them can look up to. They all trust him. And I think that's the biggest thing, is he just brings trust too. And he's been through a lot. And I think that the team really feeds off of the energy he brings. And you just see it every night. And there's nothing better than that. I wouldn't have any other coach right now.
All right. Well, John, I'll ask you the same question. Just your thoughts on Monty Williams and what he brings to the table as the head coach of the Suns.
I mean, he is just a high character individual. You know, he says a lot of, he's got a lot of really good Monty-isms. Yeah, everything you want is on the other side of hard. I'm not calling you out. I'm calling you up. You know, he has these motivational things that aren't only applicable to basketball, but applicable to life. And I think that a lot of his players look at him, you know, not only as their head coach, but as a true mentor, a true communicator, somebody who cares about their well-being, somebody who is going to ensure that he's doing everything he can to give them the tools necessary to be successful. And he's just a role model. And I remember the day that we hired him, I was like, finally the Suns have a head coach, because we had a coaching carousel that was ridiculous at times. Igor Kokoshkov, who was the coach when DeAndre Ayton was a rookie, and DeAndre Ayton was like, listen, like, I would play well if I knew what this man wanted from me, but, you know, due to communication, the sheer communication factor, I can't understand what he's asking from me. You know, before him, Earl Watson, Jay Triano. I mean, it was just this long list of guys who just, you know, didn't have the capacity to really lead these men to be successful. And you take that last season and you add the relationship with Chris Paul, and we're seeing the fruits of all of those relationships play out on a nightly basis as the Suns make their way to the NBA Finals, which I still, saying that out loud, is just still crazy to me. Like, the Suns are in the Finals. We won 19 games 2 years ago, you know, but Monty came in and he changed the culture, and he made Phoenix a destination once again, like it was for years and years before, you know, back in the D'Antoni days and the Westfall and the Fitzsimmons days. So it's, you know, to have him at the helm is just, it's everything for this team, because he knows how to make adjustments, whether it's game time adjustments, game two game adjustments. He consistently has showcased his ability to see what the opposition's throwing at him and adjust accordingly, and his team has been able to execute those adjustments.
Absolutely, and you mentioned it, John, 2 years. I mean, it's hard to believe that in 2 years ago, the 2018-2019 season, Phoenix only won 19 games. And then in the bubble last year, they picked it up a little bit. They wound up winning 34 games, and now this year they are all the Western Conference champions, and they're going to be playing in the NBA Finals. John, I want to start with you, because front office also plays a big role in bringing in a head coach and also bringing players together. The general manager of the team is James Jones. James Jones is a multiple NBA champion, known for being a great three-point shooter. Give me your thoughts on what James has done to put this team together, as well as the owner of the franchise, Robert Sarver.
Well, one, Robert Sarver has finally let his general manager do his job. I think in the Ryan McDonough era, he did have a little too much input on the team. And because of that, you know, you generally don't want the owner to have that much input. So when he finally let James Jones, you know, take over, he took a step back. And he's even said that. And he said it was one of the smartest moves that he's done. As for James Jones, he's a guy who goes to the beat of his own drum. He doesn't care what your mock draft board says. He's going to draft Cam Johnson, the best shooter in the draft, because guess what? The Phoenix Suns need some shooting from the outside. He's going to go and draft Jalen Smith because he has the long-term greed in sight, not the short-term greed. I don't think, you know, a lot of Suns fans were frustrated because Tyrese Halliburton was on the board and the Suns had an opportunity to take him, and we felt coming into this season that a backup point guard was going to be necessary, not only for this season, but for the long-term success of this team. And James Jones took Jalen Smith out of Maryland. But you know what? In the long term, that might be the right pick, because in the short term, Tyrese Halliburton was going to need some minutes. He was going to need some development. And campaign wouldn't have had the impact that he's had this season. So I really think that, you know, his leadership, the levers that he's pulled have been the correct ones. Obviously, we're headed to the NBA Finals. And again, you know, he's a guy who is very set on certain archetypes. He's somebody who brings in players who do one thing great, not players who do a lot of things good. He looks for guys who do one thing great. So when you talk about Cam Johnson, he's a great three-point shooter. When you talk about bringing in Chris Paul, he's a great leader. When you talk about bringing in Jay Crowder, he's a great mentor and has plenty of experience. So I think that the way that he's approached general managing has been obviously a huge part of the success for this team this season.
All right, and Matthew, same question for you. give me your thoughts on the front office in Phoenix with general manager James Jones and the owner of the team, Robert Sarver.
Oh, man, it's been amazing. And honestly, it starts with trust again, really. Anytime we're sitting down watching these drafts, John and I, it's like, oh, Cameron Johnson. It's like, who? What? Like, you know, that's the first reaction. And we've gained trust over the years. Like, he knows what he's doing. And it starts with Devin Booker, right? I mean, I think his main goal is really just to build around this guy. He knows how special he is. And I think that for anybody else to look at what he's done at that time, it was always a question mark. It was like, what is he doing? What is the signing of Cameron Johnson or even Dario Saric to trade for him to move back in the draft? A lot of people look at that and they're just like, you know, that might not be the right choice, but it always turns out to be. And these guys right now who he has, Cameron Payne, Cameron Johnson, they are a big vital role in us getting to a championship. So it was kind of weird at first, honestly, with the drafting, with the trading. It's kind of like, where are we going? But now I see it. Now I see that we actually have real basketball players, all thanks to him. So I give most of the credit to him and what he's done. So he's been doing fantastic.
Yeah, saying goodbye to T.J. Warren and turning those cash considerations into Torrey Craig, another great move by James Jones.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it's paid off in the big dividends as the Suns are going to be playing in the NBA Finals.
Get more out of summer when you get more from the Home Depot and trusted brands like Behr Paint. Beat the summer heat by taking on a paint project indoors and keep things cool with 4th of July savings on paint and all the supplies you need. We're making sure now is the perfect time to give your home a refresh. How cool is that? 4th of July savings only from the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Get more out of summer with more from the Home Depot and 4th of July savings throughout the store and online. Whether you're ready to paint a wall, upgrade an appliance, fire up a new grill, or spread color throughout your garden, the Home Depot can help you match low prices with your high expectations for your next project. Whatever plans you have for your home, you can make this a summer to remember. With the Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Now, fellas, I got to ask you about the fan base, because Phoenix is known to be one of the premier, not just sports cities, but really one of the premier NBA cities in the league. You know, when we talk about, especially during this playoff run, people have said that Phoenix Suns fans, they show up and they show out when coming to games. I'll start off with you, John. Can you describe to the listeners out there what the fan base is like with the Phoenix Suns, and what's the atmosphere like at those home games?
Well, we're hungry. You know, 10 years without any playoffs after consistently being in the postseason, it's almost like, you know, the last 10 years didn't happen all of a sudden. Everybody's wearing Suns gear again. You go to the games, you know, Matthew and I were blessed enough to go to game 5 against the Lakers, and we got tickets to game 2 for the NBA Finals. I can't wait for that. And it's just, it's insane. It's absolutely insane. It's continual energy. You know, I went to a lot of games, obviously, during the time when they weren't very good, and, you know, the house wasn't full. And now that the house is full at Phoenix Suns Arena, it's absolutely rocked us in there the entire time. And, you know, it's tough to judge it against other places because, you know, when you watch them on TV, you're like, okay, I hear the fans. Like, it seems like they're engaged. But this team, not just the team itself, but the guys who put on the shows in between halftime, the social media team, everybody around the Suns is doing such a fantastic job during this run. You know, we are the Valley is the mantra entering this season, and it's truly turned into this animal to where it could be 117 degrees outside in Phoenix, which sometimes it is, and everybody still has a smile on their face, and it's not normal. So, I mean, kudos to this fan base for what they've done and how they've shown up and how they're not selling their tickets to Lakers fans or Clippers fans or Nuggets fans, although I don't know how many Nuggets fans are actually out there. But, you know, kudos to these fans for showing up and just supporting this team in the manner that they do, because this, a young team, they feed off of that. You know, Mikal Bridges was talking about it on a podcast where he was saying, like, this fan base and this team reminds me almost of being back at Villanova. It's just absolutely crazy.
Awesome. Matthew, same question. Just describe to the listeners out there the fan base that the Phoenix Suns present, and what's the atmosphere like at a Suns home game?
Well, I mean, game five against the Lakers in that series was just completely amazing because you just have them blowing out the Lakers. The fans are going crazy. I don't think they ever sit down. It's just you have these characters too, like the Suns and Four guy, who's in Denver, and I don't know if you remember that, but he ends up, you know, beating up a Nuggets fan. He's all over social media. Then he has Dame Zor, who's a rapper, Suns rapper, who will go to L.A. and rap outside in front of Lakers fans and just show these people up. I mean, these guys, they're really dedicated in their own different ways, and it's really fun to watch. I'm not a big fan of violence, of course. I didn't mean that, but these guys are just they're complete characters. And the only bad thing is really driving up the prices, right, for tickets, huh, John? Because honestly, it's hard to get tickets to these games. Because before, I think they were $10 a piece. You know, just go in there and sit wherever you want. Now it's just like everyone's here, everyone's ready. Even the podcast networks, like we're always together. We're always doing the podcast. All we do is talk Suns on Twitter. Suns Twitter is hilarious. It's a great follow. It's just the whole community has been great, and it's just the start of it too. Again, I think we're all going to be here for a while. We're going to be doing this over and over, hopefully every year. I mean, championship or not, these guys are going to—they're going to come to the games. The arena's brand new, renovated, and everyone's ready to come to the games now.
Awesome. I want to ask you, you mentioned arena, and any of you gentlemen can answer this question first. Did you guys ever have an opportunity to go to a game at the Veterans Memorial Coliseum?
Yes, the Madhouse on McDowell. Yeah, I got to go years and years ago with my grandfather in like 1990, I believe it was. So I was like 8 years old. I think I was 7 years old. And so, I mean, I just remember everything was much bigger back then. And I've been back. They have the state fair there now, and you can go and, like, watch concerts in there. And you look at it, and it's so tiny. It's such this little intimate experience. And you can see why it was called the Madhouse, because it was just, I mean, there's, like, ceiling tiles, like, inside a normal office on the roof. I mean, it's so such an interesting place to watch a basketball game. But it was it left quite the impression on an 8-year-old or 7-year-old version of myself.
I want to stay with you, John. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Matthew.
No, I was actually just going to say, yeah, John's the only one I think that knows. I have not been. So.
Okay, that's fine. Well, John, I'll ask you this question. Can you give the listeners out there the differences between Veterans Memorial Coliseum and the Phoenix Suns Arena?
Yeah, I mean, Veterans Memorial Coliseum, one, it's kind of a funny-looking building. It's kind of concave on the roof. I don't know what the capacity is, but it's not near – it's probably 60% of what Phoenix Suns Arena holds. Phoenix Suns Arena, as Matthew mentioned, is newly renovated this season. For the past, you know, gosh, I mean, it came out in the 92-93 season when Barkley came to Phoenix. And it needed a renovation. The video board was archaic. And what they actually did is they took out about 2,000 seats and they opened up a side of the arena and put a couple bars in there. And I think it actually really helps with the noise in there. It creates different acoustics in there than before. But, I mean, the Madhouse in McDowell is just kind of your typical 1970s worn-down arena. It's still standing. Here in Phoenix, and like I said, it's used during the state fair. I know the Mercury playing there for a little bit. There was some rumor that the Suns might play in there this past season, but due to the coronavirus, the Suns had the ability to renovate the arena. So the goal was, while Phoenix Suns Arena was under construction, the Suns would be playing at the Madhouse McDowell. I know Matthew and I were excited to go catch some games there to see what that was really like, but, you know, unfortunately that didn't happen due, you know, another crappy byproduct of COVID-19. But I mean, it's an old dilapidated, like the walking down the hallways, they're like 6 feet wide, and you know, you got troughs in all of the restrooms. I mean, it's really just, it's old school.
All right. Well, Matthew, I'll ask you this question. With Phoenix Suns Arena, what's the atmosphere like watching a Suns game there?
It's beautiful, and we're lucky enough to sit in a suite. So, I mean, when you're in the crowd, I think it's a different kind of experience, right? You're right next to everybody. Right now, they're selling out everything. So being in the crowd is a different experience from a suite. But, man, just sitting there watching him just go crazy after every shot, and then you're watching LeBron James kind of give up on his team, it's the best thing ever. It's something that you want to experience as a fan of anybody, really. You can kind of compare it maybe even to, I don't know, like in the NFL, like the Seahawks stadium, the way the fans are there. I feel like it's kind of that version of it as an NBA team.
Awesome. And again, that's John Voida and Matthew Lissy giving us the 411 on the 2020-2021 Phoenix Suns season, and also giving us some great information about the arenas where the Phoenix Suns have and where they currently play. And again, gentlemen, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program.
Get more out of summer with more from the Home Depot and 4th of July savings throughout the store and online. Whether you're ready to paint a wall, upgrade an appliance, fire up a new grill, or spread color throughout your garden, the Home Depot can help you match low prices with your high expectations for your next project. Whatever plans you have for your home, you can make this a summer to remember. With the Home Depot, how doers get more done. Get more out of summer with more from the Home Depot and 4th of July savings throughout the store and online. Whether you're ready to paint a wall, upgrade an appliance, fire up a new grill, or spread color throughout your garden, the Home Depot can help you match low prices with your high expectations for your next project. Whatever plans you have for your home, you can make this a summer to remember. With the Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Tell everybody what you guys do as the host of the Suns Jam Session podcast.
So we have a podcast. You can follow us on Twitter, at Suns Jam. We go live after every game on YouTube. So if you look up Suns Jam Session podcast, you'll see our live streams that we do where we get to interact with Suns fans. But we've been doing it now we've been doing it since the team had 19 wins. We're not just one of those podcasts that just kind of pops up. We put out a ton of content. You can follow me at Darth Voida. You can follow Matthew.
Matthew Lissy.
And we just have a good time.
Awesome.
I mean, it's nothing too serious. It's just it's pretty much a podcast of a couple of guys who sit and pop beers at the beginning and just analyze the game and talk ball. I mean, that's what it's about. Just talking ball, and we're blessed to be a part of this Phoenix Suns ride because it's been fantastic.
Indeed, it has been fantastic. It's been so fun watching this team. So, again, gentlemen, tell everybody where they can find you, John, where they can find you, Matthew, on social media. Let them know where they can find the podcast as well as the podcasting platforms where they can listen in any websites. Let them know that as well.
Of course, I'm the show's at Suns Jam on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, all that fun stuff. You can watch it on YouTube and Twitch. You can listen to the podcast on every major podcasting platform. It's on the Bright Side of the Sun podcast network. So Matthew and I actually both write for brightsideofthesun.com, which is an SB Nation site specifically about the Phoenix Suns. So if you just look up on your phone, Bright Side of the Sun, you'll see our podcast right there. Matthew, you got anything else?
No, I mean, I'm only on Twitter at Matthew Lucy. That's really that's where I'm at.
Awesome. And you heard it from them. That's John Voida and Matthew Lissy, the host of the Suns Jam Session podcast, giving you everything you need to know about the NBA's Phoenix Suns information content. They have you covered on the Suns Jam Session. Gentlemen, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. And if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Thank you very much.
Really appreciate it. Go Suns, baby.
You're welcome. All right. And we'll be back with more right after this.
Against the Lakers, 2 against Denver. Game 4 here against the Clippers. Can they get another one in advance to the finals? Alley-oop, Paul, right on target to Mikal Bridges. It gets them started offensively tonight. Jay Crowder hits a 3. In the first 4 minutes, has 7 of their 9 points. An answer. Three-pointer the other way. Now it's Jackson Austin. Paul has to hoist up the three-pointer. Rattles it in. Chris Paul once again from downtown.
Get more out of summer with more from the Home Depot and 4th of July savings throughout the store and online. Whether you're ready to paint a wall, upgrade an appliance, fire up a new grill, or spread color throughout your garden. The Home Depot can help you match low prices with your high expectations for your next project. Whatever plans you have for your home, you can make this a summer to remember. With the Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Introducing Peacock, the new free streaming service from NBC Universal. It's hit movies, current shows, live sports, trending bits, and timeless hits. And that's why you can't not watch. Peacock. Watch for free. Upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com. Law & Order SVU streaming now.
Everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of the Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to John Voida and Matthew Lissy, the host of the Sun Jam Session podcast. The podcast is great, covering everything related to the NBA's Phoenix Suns. And until then, remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.